T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We heard from city officials today on the continued gun violence that left 10 people dead over the holiday weekend. The mayor says there is not just one cause. He blamed the economic situation from the pandemic and the fact that the court system isn't working. As for what's needed to deal with it,
of course, it's going to take neighborhood policing, which has helped us get so far. We're going to have to double down on neighborhood policing efforts in Upper Manhattan. It will take the efforts of clergy and block associations and elected officials and civic groups and parents and the Cure Violence movement. We're going to need all hands on deck to address this issue.
Our Glenn Chuck has the NYPD take on this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea telling 1010 Winds he's frustrated by a perfect storm of issues that have been chipping away at the safety of our city, but that it can be turned around quickly.
But when you take basically half the population of Rikers Island and put it onto the street and then wonder what's going on, it's dumbfounding to me. And now it's compounded by COVID, where you have a scenario where the courts have literally shut down.
Shea asking for help from the leadership of the city. Well, PBA President Pat Lynch says that leadership is lacking as well. The mayor, city council, not listening to community pleas for safety.
We have elected leaders, our mayor, saying there's going to be a soft touch towards criminals. Our criminals on the street heard that message. And they know the police are being held back. And they're going to go out and they're going to use their guns. We have the governor allowing cop killers out on parole onto our streets.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.